بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, as we all know, and those of us who knew him are mourning the loss of our dearest respected Maulana Taha Karan rahmatullahi alayh. We are praying for him, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive his sins and to cover his faults and to grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la bi ghairi hisab, and especially the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sahaba and his family, especially that because one of the most significant contributions of Maulana Taha Karan was the defense of the Sahaba of Rasulullah from the false allegations and the slander of those who are guided by Shaitan. The reason I'm speaking to you today about this is because one of the things that's happened since he passed away, now, so today's here in America, as I'm speaking to you, it's Sunday, and he passed away on Friday, so last 2 days. What I'm seeing here is absolutely tens of, I don't say hundreds, but maybe that is also true if I did say it, messages from everywhere, all kinds of people, some of whom I know and many of whom I don't know, with just one single theme, and that is praising Maulana Mufti Taha Karan Rahmatullahi Alayh, talking about his intelligence, talking about his forthrightness, talking about his frankness, talking about his depth of knowledge, talking about his big-heartedness, wus'atul qalbi, talking about his willingness and ability to work with people from all parts of life, from different schools of thought, his ability to deal with conflict, keeping in mind the adabul ikhtilaf, and so on and so on and so on. Huge, I mean, amazing amount, number of compliments. People have written poetry in praise of Taha Karan. Very nice poetry, mashallah. Now, the thought that comes into my mind when I'm listening to all of this is, yes, I completely agree with whatever has been said and is being said. All I can say is that I did not know him well enough to know all that is being said about him. And I am very, on the one hand, happy, and on the other hand, I am very sad that I did not get the opportunity to spend as much time in his khidmat as I would have liked to do. But my question is this. My question is, not one single word of this will Maulana Taha Karan hear or read today. Because where he is gone now, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep him with him, to give him the darja of a shaheed fi sabilillah, and to give him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la bi ghairi hisab, where he is now, none of this matters. Where he is now, none of this is visible or audible to him. He does not know what you are saying about him. It so happens that you are praising him, but even if you did not praise him, even if you criticized him, even if you abused him, it would make no difference to him one way or the other, because he cannot see it, he cannot hear it. My question, therefore, to all those who are spending a lot of time and energy writing these things about Maranatha Karan, my very simple one single point question is this. Did you say this to him while he was alive? If you said it to him, Alhamdulillah, I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are unique in this world. But if you did not say this to him, then you are like a whole lot of other people who, when the line gets straight, they love you. By the line, you know, they see the image that comes with this Fajr reminder. It's the image of an ECG where the line is going up and down, corresponding with your heartbeat. And when the heart stops, the line goes straight. You get one single long beep. Until then, it's beep, beep, beep. Then it goes beep. The line goes straight. And the caption of this thing which somebody sent me was, when this line is straight, everyone loves you. My brothers and sisters, that is a definition of hypocrisy and nifaq. When the line gets straight, everyone loves you. What is Islam? Islam is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ أَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah said, if you are thankful to me, if you express your thanks, I will increase my blessing. And if you do not express your thanks, and if you are ungrateful, if you express ingratitude, then beware that my punishment is severe. It is the mercy of Allah that even there Allah did not say, I will punish you. But Allah warned us and said, watch it. The fire is hot. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who has, he said, he has not thanked Allah, the one who has not thanked the people. If someone did good to you, and he's not saying Muslim, anybody. If someone did good to you and you did not thank that person, then you are actually expressing ingratitude and thanklessness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you have not thanked Allah. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself, this is Islam, to thank people. To thank people when they are there. To thank people and say something good about them to their face when they are there. I've spoken about this in detail, so I won't go into it here. I'm not talking about flattery because flattery is lying. I'm talking about genuine appreciation for good. Genuine appreciation of somebody's kindness, genuine appreciation of somebody's strengths, genuine appreciation of somebody's contribution, genuine appreciation of somebody adding value to your life in whichever way. This is the ayn, this is the essence of Islam. And for those who may say, well, you know, why should I say, don't they know it? Ask yourself, doesn't Allah know it? Then why is Allah saying, if you express your thanks, otherwise I will punish you? Why is Allah saying that? Because he doesn't know? Allah is saying that because expression of thanks is about you. It's not about the other person. Whether the other person knows or not, doesn't matter. It's your job to tell them how they have positively affected you in your life. So to all those who are saying lovely things about Maulana Taha Karan, may Allah bless you, Alhamdulillah. But ask yourself, did you say this to him when he was alive? And if you did not say this to him when he was alive, don't waste your time now. Because he cannot hear you. Right? Instead of that, pray 2 rakat salah and seek Allah's forgiveness. Number one, make istighfar and tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, give some sadaqah as sawabul jariya, as isal sawab for Maulana Taha Karan. Give some sadaqah. To the extent you want, build a masjid for him. Right? Do hajj badal for him. Do umrah for him. Give sadaqah, feed poor, whatever you want to do. Give sadaqah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the reward of that to Maulana Taha Karan. And third and most important, now look for people in your life who you have not thanked, who you have not praised for what they do, who you have not praised for their strengths and for their contribution and for their work and so on and so forth, and how they add value to your life, whoever that might be. Think of those people and go and thank them now. Don't wait to first put them 6 feet down in their grave and then you have a taziyati jalsa and then you have this condolence meeting and you talk about this greatness of this person and oh, subhanallah, mashallah, he was this, she was this, she did that, he did that. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And last parting shot, I must say this, right? The sting is in the tail. Reading some of the names of the people praising Maulana Taha Karan, for example, of being forthright, of being upright, of standing for the truth, I can't help but remember and remind myself and remind you that he was a man who stood in favor of vaccination, in favor of taking precautions to prevent COVID-19. Because he understood the Sharia, he understood the Sunnah, he understood that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself recommended in the case of a pandemic, in the case of an epidemic, to stay in your house, confine yourself to your own house. If you are in a city which has it, he said, don't travel elsewhere, stay in the city. If there is an epidemic in one city, he said, do not go to that city. And he said, if you are in a state of epidemic, he said, stay in your house, inside your house, believing that death will come to you only if Allah orders. He's not talking about running away from death. He's not talking about fearing the virus instead of fearing Allah. He said, stay in the house because this is the asbab. This is the tying of the camel. He said, stay in your house, confine yourself, quarantine yourself. And he said, at the end of it all, when everything is done, even if you are not affected by it, if you are alive, if you are still alive, and alhamdulillah, you are well, Allah has protected you, you will be given the daraja, the reward and the status of a shaheed without dying. If you die in a pandemic, inshallah, you are a shaheed. But even if you do not die in the pandemic, because you took precautions, because you stayed inside your house, Allah will give you the reward of a shaheed. Did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, even in an epidemic, go to the masjid and stand shoulder to shoulder with your brothers and sisters. Go to the masjid. Do not take precautions. Do not sanitize. Do not wear masks. Help the spread of the pandemic. Did he say this? Now you know and I know that Maulana Taha said what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And there were many in that place and many around him who today are sending condolence messages praising Maulana Taha and praising his forthrightness and whatnot, who have given fatwa and who have spoken against him and against what he was saying, which in effect is against what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Now, if this is not hypocrisy, then you tell me what is hypocrisy. Make istighfar. Make tawbah. I must say this because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my witness, I don't want to go into my qabr trying to please people. If you have been telling people that they must not take precautions, that they must go to the masjid, and they must stand shoulder to shoulder, and they must not sanitize their hands. And if you have been telling people that the vaccines are all haram, that they have haram ingredients, this shows two things. Number one, it shows your complete and total abject ignorance about the subject. And number two, it shows your total and abject ignorance about this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about the recommendations of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Remember and remind yourself that your taqwa, your so-called taqwa, is not more than the taqwa of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And you know very well the incident that I'm talking about and the conversation that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu had with Abu Ubaidah bin ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu concerning an epidemic of that time. Your taqwa is not more than the taqwa of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And your taqwa is not more than the taqwa of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who ordered you to stay in the house, not go to the masjid. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. And today, people like this are sending condolence messages and praising Maulana Taha Karan. When he was alive, you were the people criticizing him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Fear Allah. Fear Allah, fear the anger of Allah. Go make istighfar, go make tawbah, give sadaqah in for Isa al-Sawab of Maulana Taha Karan and stop sending these false and hypocritical messages. And then in your own life now, look at the people, look at those ulama who are recommending what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended. Look at your parents, look at your spouses, look at your children, look at your students, look at the people on the street, look at your servants, look at the people who work for you. All and everyone who added any value to you in your life, in every, any little way, go and thank them, praise them, make dua for them and do it while they are alive, not after they are dead. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ وَرَحْمَةِ